here once again with what it says in Wednesday's papers. It's Fiona Kelly.
A heated debate in the Dáil. The prospect that newly arriving asylum seekers will have to sleep rough, and Ireland's record 14 Oscar nominations are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. Pascal Donoghue's admission yesterday that he received corporate donations in breach of electoral rules in 2020 generates the lead story and extensive analysis in today's Irish Times and Irish Independent. Under the headline, "A Damaging Week for the Coalition," the lead editorial in the Times suggests that while the minister is hardly alone in making an incomplete spending return in a system that clearly needs streamlining and clarity, the errors and the responsibility in this case were his. The lead editorial in The Independent also flags the need for a cultural shift in the approach to party funding, although the tone of the paper's front page story is notably unforgiving. Under the headline, "Donoghue shifts blame in bid to save his ministerial career," Fionnán Sheehan writes that during yesterday's heated Dáil debate, the minister blamed businessman Michael Stone, a Fine Gael councillor in his constituency, and even his own party for the debacle. In his column in today's Times, meanwhile, Michael McDougall shifts the emphasis away from Fine Gael onto Sinn Féin when he goes on to detail that party's fundraising track record. The Irish Examiner leads today with the line that asylum seekers will be forced to sleep on the streets as the government struggles to get accommodation providers to take new arrivals from countries other than Ukraine. There's a picture of Enoch Burke standing outside the gates of Wilson's Hospital, the school where he was fired from his teaching post last week, on the front of the Irish Sun. The paper details how Mr. Burke left the school yesterday, accompanied by Gardaí, but turned up again later when he was denied entry by school principal Frank Milling. A proposal to charge employers for parking spaces provides the Irish Daily Mail with its lead story, and the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead today with stories about Conor McGregor. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Mid and East Antrim Borough Council is considering a clampdown on bonfires as it faces legal action from the family of John Steele, who fell to his death from a 50-foot high pyre in Larne last July. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers report on a judge's decision to cut the €20,000 damages awarded to a Dublin cyclist in court yesterday by 20% because she wasn't wearing a helmet when she was involved in a collision with a lorry. Martin Turner's cartoon in The Times cleverly links the Pascal Donoghue election poster story with the 16th man on the field controversy arising out of Sunday's club football final. And The Examiner has another light-hearted take on sport in the form of a picture taken by Ben Brady of a dog who interrupted a Munster squad training session at the University of Limerick yesterday. The dog in question is pictured going in for a robust tackle on the ball. Ireland's performance at yesterday's Oscar nominations gets lots of coverage this morning. The cast and crew of An Colleen Kuhn are pictured on the front of the Times, partying after they got news of their nomination at the Stella Cinema in Rathmines in Dublin. The Independent, meanwhile, opts for a shot of actors Carrie Crowley and Catherine Clinch having a group hug with director Colm Bourade. And finally, in a piece in today's Independent, residents of Achill Island and Inishmore tell Ivan Murray that they're already receiving interest from tourists on foot of the success of the Banshees of Inishirin. Mick Lynch, who owns Lynch's Pub in Achill, tells Murray that the infamous shears, which feature in the film, which he owns, are displayed safely behind the bar.